mischief neat. We had a gang of kids round at our house t'other night. They come praying up door, and when I opened it, there they were, with the witches' hats on, and ugly masks. A couple of them were carrying them lanterns made out of all the turnips, with slits in them and candles inside. Lad that seemed to be gaffer says, "Trick or treat, mister." I says, "What's the mean by that then, young fella?" "Why," says lad, "if you don't give some brass, we'll play trick on you." "Oh, why," I says, "just to know that's against law." "Morris," says lad, "demanding money with menaces, I tell him, it's illegal." "Yeah, mister," one at little lass has piped up. "It's only a bit of fun, and if we're lucky, we'll have to get a bob or two for fireworks." Well, I've always been a bit of a soft touch with bairns, especially little lasses, and I couldn't keep up being stern no longer. So I give them tenpence apiece and tell them to stick together in a gang and only pest at neighbours that they know, because they can't be too careful nowadays, and off they goes. I goes back at house, chuntering about kids today and what they get up to, and I bethought myself that what I'd given them were actually 2 bob apiece. That were more spending brass than I used to get in a month, and I'd have it. Still, it don't buy so much now. I says to the wife, "Blooming kids with the daft American ideas that they get off at telly. Weren't like that when we were bairns." "Oh no," she says, "we didn't go begging for pennies for Guy and causing bother on mischief neat, did we?" Well, that were different," I says. "Just a bit of high spirits than us. No nasty." "I don't expect grown-ups thought it were different," she says. And then she starts laughing. "Just to remember that time thee and Jack Earnshaw teed a bit of string to old Dan O'Roy's dustbin and teed to the back of Billy Harris' motorbike and sidecar. We knew Billy were on these, and all sweet fun out when he set off to work." "By golly," I says, "there's never in such a clatter. Mind you, he were a miserable old devil with Dan, and I reckon he deserved it." "Oh, and what's the reckon kids think about thee, when they're all a-shouting at them for chucking ball at guarding?" Alice says, "it's a wonder they don't do something that they are coming to do it and gain the chance to buy them off." "That's when be hopping up and down if a fond front gate turn off, it injures them. Chucked up lawn at door handle daubed up with treacle, one of them sort of tricks, same as thy utter lake." "Nay, I never bought them off. Just a bit on a treat, like," I says. "But happen they're right. We weren't what that call angels, were we? But we had some good laughs, though. Mickey Jubb and his stink bongs in Wilson's garage, that were a good one. Aye, and your lasses weren't much better. I know it were the ineffable batty that teed neck down and old Maros's privy so she couldn't get door on. Poor old Sol wouldn't take plaiting her legs before she got banned on them. Aye, and us stood right corner laughing," says our lass. "Things don't change all that much, do they?"